You're listening to the Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio podcast.
We've got Tom McConville from Max Sports, the manager of Brandon Zirk Thatcher. He must be wrapped. He's a Port Adelaide player.
Yeah, he would be. He's on a plane at the moment, though, so you won't know it until he lands. But, yeah, very happy to get it done.
You did a deal for Ollie Henry last year that went right down to the wire. This one going down to the wire. Which one was more stressful for you?
This one, for sure. I think there was 3 minutes left today. Last year, I think there was 5 minutes left. So we're cutting it fine, but it's good.
We saw the high fives in the room subsequent to the deal going down. Were you part of that? Can you tell us what happened there?
Nah, Riley filled me in on that, to be honest. I had no idea. Riley broke the news to me. I was out in the common room and we'd done as much work as we could. It was up to the two clubs at the end of the day to get it done.
What do you do in those last couple of hours, Tom? Because, you know, there's wheeling and dealing and haggling over these late picks that ended up going back to Port Adelaide. How do you sort of surface that from your point of view?
You're a middleman, to be honest. Like, you're trying to get the best result for both parties. No one wanted it to go through, you know, to the pre-season draft or get to that stage. We wanted a fair outcome for everyone. So we're trying to move and shake and get the best result possible for both parties. Took a farewell today, but we got it done.
How's he been? You mentioned he's on a plane, so he doesn't know the good news yet, but, you know, clearly you're on the phone to your players a lot in these situations and preparing them for the worst and hoping for the best.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been really laid back, relaxed. He was understanding of the process. I said to him when this came about, it's probably going to be the last trade done. I thought it was going to be, so he was really good. Never really showed too much stress, to be honest, and he'll be happy man when his flight lands.
Where is he? Where's he going?
He's going to Europe.
Half his
your neck of the woods, Cal. You get over there a bit. So
haven't been for 3 months, Tom.
So, yeah, he'll be there for a bit and he'll be happy to come back to South Australia.
Good job. Thanks for joining us, Tom. Yeah. Tom McConville there with Riley Berridge.